Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
It is Hot Topics time.
Steve, that's your first do-do-do of the day.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Did I not have a do-do-do earlier?
Maybe, but I didn't hear it.
I don't think so.
Okay. I was waiting for it a few times today because Steve, that is his thing when he is thinking or trying to do something else and he's like, I don't know what to say. So he just goes, do, 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 do.
Yeah. This one was more, though, of going along with the Hot Topics little music there.
No, you were singing along.
Yeah, I was doing the do, do, do to the Hot Topics.
Oh. Okie dokie.
I guess that's a question for the Friday crew. Do you guys have some sort of, I don't know what you would call it, maybe like a crutch?
Crutch word?
Or, yeah, like a word or like a fallback phrase maybe or something that you say when you're thinking or looking to fill time or.
Isn't that something?
Just, isn't
How
that something?
How about that?
How about that?
Warren says dag nabbit.
Dag nabbit.
And piffle.
And piffle.
Piffle is a good one.
You do say piffle a lot.
Yeah, I've heard you say that. Yeah. Actually, not today. Yeah. I don't think you've said it until
but
now.
I don't think any of those would be really a crutch, Warren. I don't feel like it's something that you're saying too much to where we want to be like, geez, could you stop? Now, you did just do something that you do a lot, and Monty really got on you about it. You were telling us a story about.
Oh, yes.
Oh, which, first of all, you should promote the little thing that is tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely.
What
the Pumpkin Lane deal.
Yeah, tomorrow at noon in Deer Park, Pumpkin Lane, you can get rides on a hay wagon behind tractors, and the kids can go trick-or-treating, and there's a car show.
Where do they trick-or-treat at?
Around the businesses, I believe.
All the
right on Main
That's
Street.
A cool
That's
idea.
Actually pretty cool. Oh.
I like that. Okay. Good job, Deer Park.
Yeah.
Nice little...
It's very nice. And you were saying the thing that you always do.
Yeah, and I guess I do that.
You over-explain a little bit. You go... Yeah, my friend Mike Ryder, who you guys know. Mike's the big tall guy, really funny.
Yeah.
And Monty goes, Warren, we all know who Mike Ryder is. Yeah. You don't have to explain it anymore.
Yep.
Because you talk about him all the time.
You do.
Because he's funny.
We know that.
He's fun to be around.
Yeah. But the point being.
Yeah, that I say it.
Yeah.
Always. So that would maybe be considered kind of like a crutch, how you always say someone's full name.
Oh, like Larry Tennant.
Larry Tennant.
Yeah.
Dusty Eckhart.
Dusty. Yeah.
Who are they?
Oh, do friends. I not want
to ask? No, they're all friends.
Lee Eichmeier.
Lee Eichmeier.
There's two things to think about when you're explaining things. One, will the person care who that person is?
I think,
will they actually know that person? So if you're talking to a group of people that you feel confident are going to already know who Mike Ryder is, you don't have to say that. Now, you can also talk to a complete group of people who don't care who Mike Ryder is, and they're just going to let the Mike Ryder part just slide on past.
But not like, you, Monty.
I feel like Warren just got in deep, deep trouble.
Yeah.
No, not at all. It was more a way of thinking about how you talk.
Yeah. I guess
not
I
you,
do.
No. Anyone in general.
Yeah.
As soon as you did it without, then you told us the story. You were like, yeah, so there's the hay rides and this and that, and you know, they'll be pulling them behind a tractor. And
yeah.
It wasn't the same. I didn't like it. I wanted to know who was driving the tractor.
Well, that'd be Mike Ryder.
Ryan Ryder.
One of our guys we have coffee with. Tall guy? Funny?
Tall guy, funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You just do you, Warren. You're too good at being you.
I can't be anybody else, I guess.
You are too good at being you.
I'll have my car at the car show.
Oh, you will?
Yeah.
Which car will you be showing off?
1957 Ford Custom 300. Stock as a rock for
it's
now.
Better. It's better that way.
For now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Steve, do we have 30 seconds?
More than 30 seconds.
Oh. Okay, wonderful.
Boy.
Says right here, according to this Mayo Clinic, you guys heard of the Mayo Clinic?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you can stand on one leg for 30 seconds, it's a good indicator of how fast you're aging. If you can stand on your non-dominant leg for at least 30 seconds, you're not old yet at all.
Ooh.
So they're saying if you try to stand on one leg for 30 seconds, that determines how you're aging. This is the Mayo Clinic. I mean, that's pretty serious.
I don't think I could. I could try.
Well, let's try it. We've got 30 seconds. Warren's got Bruce, you want to try, or do you already know you're old?
I already know I'm old.
Okay.
Trying to decide which.
I've been doing it for the last 2 minutes.
Oh,
which one? The left one or the
right? He hasn't
doing
either.
Well.
Whoa!
Well, it says your non-dominant leg.
Non-dominant.
Oh, piffle.
So I don't know which one.
Yeah, there's phones.
All right. Okay.
I guess 30 with seconds. You guys, that'd be your left arm, or your left leg.
Left leg.
Okay. Bruce is balancing pretty good.
I'm Warren, getting a Charlie horse already.
No, you're not. Oh, he's starting to go.
Oh, he's trying to keep an eye on his watch.
Oh God, he's down.
Oh man,
Bruce. You all right?
I'm okay. Jeez.
You fell down.
I tried that again.
How old are you again?
104.
104. Well, that's apparently not bad that you can stand on a leg at all.
All right, maybe we'll practice over the commercial break. What do you say?
Let's do that.
It's not really an audio.
The
thing.
Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Okay, you know how to download an app?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Bruce, do you have any apps on your phone?
Yeah, lots of them.
Brewster.
Kevin James.
Did you ever download the Coyote Country app for him, Kevin?
I think we did a long time ago, right, yeah. Bruce?
I'm trying to remember if it's on there. I don't suppose his phone's so full it offloads apps, does it?
I can't imagine.
Either.
It's
can
got
you...
like an 8 gig.
What channel is that on?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
All right. Friday crew, I need your help with something, and I need a conversation with Steve as well.
Uh-oh.
Tomorrow is a night where, tonight and tomorrow, I think, there's going to be a lot of Halloween parties. It's kind of the one, you know, the weekend leading up to Halloween. Mm-hmm. That's when most people will have their Halloween parties, since Halloween's on a Thursday night. A little tougher, right?
Oh, yeah.
These are, I'm referring to, you know, more adult parties.
Yeah.
And I will be going to one tomorrow at my brother's place, and I'm excited about it. I have asked producer Steve if he would like to go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got to wear costumes?
And then he said, I think it's encouraged.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so I asked Steve if he wanted to go, and he's like, well, is this a sympathy invite? And I'm like, no, man, I ask you. I got no one to go with. If you want to go with me, you can go with me. And yeah. He's like, well, I don't think I'll know anybody there. And I go, well, you'll know my brother and his wife, Stephanie, because you've hung out with them before. You'll know their friends, you know, a few of their friends that are there because you've met them before. You'll know my nephew and his fiance. You'll know my son Coop and his fiance.
Knows a lot of people.
I mean, so that's quite a few people, right? Yeah. That's enough. I hate taking someone to a party where they don't know anybody. That's awkward. That is awkward. But I think there's enough people there that Steve would probably enjoy himself. I'm not going to know a lot of people there because it sounds like it's a lot of people from my brother's work. And I don't really know a lot of them. So I will be kind of, you know, not knowing a ton of people either, Steve. So did you decide that you want to go to this party, or you're still indecisive?
No, I think if, you know, the invite still stands, I think, I'll make an appearance.
You're going to do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good, Steve.
I do want to bring something, though. I mean, I don't know what, but maybe you can tell me that.
I'll ask my brother. How do you think that'll go?
Bring some candy kisses wrapped in paper.
Well, he'll probably...
candy kisses wrapped in paper.
Yeah.
He'll probably say, don't bring anything, and then...
They probably will. You know what, though? They might say something like, well, bring, you know, whatever you want to drink.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, what was that? I brought some for Thanksgiving. Maybe I'll do that again. What did you...
Turkey? Jeez.
Potato chips? Okay, but let's talk about that. This is totally different. If you're going to a Halloween party, do you bring the hosts a gift?
No.
Going to Thanksgiving at someone's house.
Oh, is that different? Okay.
Yeah, 100%, Steve. That was the right move to bring my sister-in-law a bottle of wine or whatever it was.
That's fruit of the vine.
Yeah.
But I don't think for a Halloween party you do that.
I wouldn't think so either. No.
Yeah.
They're there to share.
Okay, on the other hand.
Warren?
On the other hand.
Yeah,
why can't he, if he wants to, say, take your sister-in-law some flowers or something?
He could. Yeah, he could.
It wouldn't be the
black ones.
But your brother's a big man. I guess he could probably hurt Steve.
Oh, he could.
If he got jealous.
Yeah, he could hurt him bad. He could hurt him real bad. I don't think we're going to have to worry about the jealousy part.
Probably not.
Yeah, he's fairly secure.
You know, I'm a little hurt by that comment.
I would be, Steve.
Which comment?
Your comment.
That my brother
would not be jealous?
Up?
Oh, no, well, that also, too.
Well, I'm just saying because he has such a good, strong marriage.
Well, yeah.
That's all.
Okay. All right.
Nothing. It's nothing about you, Steve.
All right. Felt a little directed.
Okay, so here's what I need help with from the rest of you Friday boys.
Okay.
Ooh, yes, all right, let's see what we can do.
I don't have a costume yet.
Oh, boy.
And this is not good because I need to have a costume, and I am struggling with finding something that's going to fit. I don't want to spend a bunch of money on some. Here's the other problem. You go into the, you know, the internet, and it's like, oh, a 4X such and such costume, and then you get it, and it doesn't fit. And you're just like, well, that's so stupid. Mm-hmm. So I found Roberta gave me a Santa coat. So it's a long Santa coat. But that's all it is just a coat.
Yeah.
Does it have the fringes and everything, like old world look to
yes.
it?
Yeah, it has like the white fringe on it. And
so kind of a newer style.
Huh?
A newer Santa style. I'm just curious if it's like a vintage look.
Yeah, I don't know,
look,
Monty. I'm not very, I guess I'm maybe getting that wrong. I don't know if it's new or old Santa.
You have a picture?
Bright red and white or
bright
kind
red
of a
and white.
Faded red and
Yeah, no, more bright red and
okay.
white.
Okay.
So and so I was like, all right, well, I could wear this jacket.
Yeah.
Wear the Santa jacket. But then what do I do? Here are my options.
You have any green paint?
Green paint?
Yeah.
Paint. Ooh, what do we do then?
Oh, just paint the rest of you green.
What do you want
the jacket
to
be the Grinch?
The Grinch, okay. Yeah.
Oh, the Grinch, okay. That's not bad, Monty. I did order a Santa wig and beard.
Oh, cool.
So you already
got a beard.
Huh?
You already got a beard.
Not really. It hasn't grown. Your beard's good. You'd be a good Santa right now, Bruce.
Yeah.
You got that hunting beard going on.
And the glasses.
Mm. Yeah, and the little round glasses like Santa. Mm-hmm. So what I was thinking is maybe I'm going to be taking my DJ stuff. So that I will be doing music and DJing a little bit. So could I be like DJ Santa, wear like some big old gold chains and
yeah,
I would opt for something comfortable, Kevin. Like I don't know.
That like, I feel like that would be.
Well, I would say just the tried and true two holes in a sheet, be a ghost. Spinning some
but
booty.
Here's hits. What stinks about
one size
a ghost.
Fits all.
What stinks about a ghost, Monty, is you're walking around all night with two little eyes to see out of.
Make them bigger.
I feel like that's terrible.
Okay.
That well, is just terrible. Just for that reason alone.
Okay. Just throwing out that would be ultimately comfortable, and the taking off of the costume is pretty easy.
He might fall asleep before then, though.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That would be funny to have to wear my glasses over the outside of the ghost costume.
That would be pretty good.
So I'm thinking that, or maybe like down on his luck Santa.
Oh, like, you mean like trading places?
Oh,
get a big piece of fish and just stick it to the inside of you.
That's nasty. Or vacation Santa? Is there something there where it's like, you know, it's the off season. So Santa's
I'm kind of digging the down on the luck Santa. You
down
know?
On
yeah.
Yeah.
yeah
get you, a nice little
piece of salmon. You should be fine.
This is a salmon. I'm not taking a piece of salmon.
Probably don't need the fish. Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's what I'll bring a piece of salmon, and if they want it, they can have it. If not, then it's all yours.
I wonder if I could find a white like tank top or whatever, you know, like a wife beater. That's such a bad term, but everybody knows what it is when I say it.
Right.
If I had one of those that had a stain on it, I bet you I do.
I bet.
Well, you know what? I could just buy a new one and eat something.
Yeah.
And then it's going to have a stain on it.
Yeah.
Have a big old stain on it.
It's pretty. I like down on the luck Santa. It's pretty good. If you've got the jacket, you're halfway there.
Times are tough, Santa.
And then just a pair of jeans with some holes in it or something. And you're in.
I might go for the comfort there. I may go with just shorts.
There you go. Yeah. Even better.
About a hat. You got to have a little hat.
Little Santa hat?
A little Santa hat.
Sweatpants, maybe, instead of shorts? Some stained ones?
Oh, yeah, I can find it. I have those for sure.
pack of cigarettes on the sleeve or something?
Pack of cigarettes, okay. Little bad Santa vibe there.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting, like, accessories now.
Yeah, I'll have to think about the hat, Bruce.
Yeah, you need a hat.
Well, a Santa hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the beard comes with a Santa hat.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all included, huh?
Yeah. It's the beard, the wig, and the hat.
There you go. You'll look good.
All right. I think that solves that problem, Kevin.
Okay. So we like the down on his luck or, you know, times are tough Santa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There are a few people on the text line saying bad Santa, which I feel is pretty similar.
It is. Bad Santa, though, you kind of got to go with the whole I think he wore a whole outfit, whole right? Outfit.
Oh, yeah. Did yeah, I guess, yeah, that's true. So
big belt.
Ooh, yeah. All right, well, something to think about. And yeah, coming up next, we're going to do.
And are you still going to be Santa's little helper?
All right, Jay and Kevin's big jackpot coming up after this.
Elf, little elf costume.
Apparently not.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Hey there, hi there, over there. Mark good money. Morning, Kevin!
Kevin James.
Oh, geez.
Get up! Put some pants on!
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
Ah, here we go again. You fellas ready? Possibly give away some money now, huh?
That would be nice.
Yeah, it would be. And Tiffany is on the line with us. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good.
Excellent, excellent. So, what are we up to now? I think our last...
98.
Yeah, $698.
Is that what it was? Okay. Yep. So somewhere above that is what it could be and what you could be winning. Of course, you have to guess the exact amount. There are no cents or anything like that. Do you have a guess as to what the big jackpot is?
$743.
$743 is the guess. Let's find out if you are correct.
Jay and Kevin's big jackpot is
$715.
Oh.
$715. Very
the
close.
Random generator went a little small that time. You never know. Sometimes it's $100 or more, and then it's like, oh. Just 17.
Huh. That's something.
Yeah, but the good news is, Tiffany, of course, that means the jackpot increases, which means you or maybe someone else, well, you or someone else can guess and possibly win even more money, which is great, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right, well, thanks for the guess, Tiffany. We appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
Oh, my God.
Jay and Kevin's big jackpot keeps growing with every wrong answer. Keep listening for your next chance to win.
All right, so over 7:15 now. Jim Diamond, our afternoon friend, will play at 3:30. That'll be your next chance to guess, which is very exciting.
Excellent.
And now, Kevin.
Kevin's clip of the day.
Do you have any polls this week?
Relax.
Check it. I want to see if it's poll time.
Ron White.
We can yes, get
the comedian extraordinaire.
Yes.
You okay, Warren?
Yeah, I'm listening. I want to hear. Okay, let me.
What are you listening to?
Listening to you.
What was I talking about?
You were talking about the big clip of the day.
Yeah, who was it?
Who was uh-huh. it?
You didn't say anything, did you?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing it for you.
Okay, I'm listening.
This was for you.
Oh, dang it.
And the entire time I'm talking, you know what he's doing?
Looking at his phone.
Like a teenage girl on his phone, not listening to a word I said.
Did he say a name when he was talking?
I didn't think so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he did.
He sure did. Bruce, you liked it, right?
Yes, I did.
I can't wait to hear it, quite honestly, Kevin.
Warren, are you excited?
Yeah, but I'm getting picked on.
This clip
so sad.
Well, because you weren't listening to me.
I am now.
And this was for you.
You
one
stand.
Of your favorite comedians.
Oh, Ron White. You said that.
I did.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he said
are you
Ron
sure?
White.
Are you sure he said
yeah,
that?
I did.
I think so.
Ron uh-huh. White.
Yeah.
He's uh-huh. doing an interview with the young lady who... asks him, you know, they were talking about a bunch of different stuff, and it was very funny about dating and, you know, his love life and whatever else. And then she asks him a question about what's the sweetest thing he's ever done, and let's hear what Ron White has to say.
Okay.
Thing you've ever done for someone you were with.
I guess I put someone on my insurance. That's really a kind thing to do.
That is so nice. That's so nice. No one's ever put me on their insurance.
Yeah.
Insurance is expensive, too.
I know. I was just with somebody for a while, and they didn't have insurance. So what am I going to do? They got to have insurance, right? So,
oh.
So I just put them on my...
I love that. What is this?
Okay. There it is. The sweetest thing Ron White has done is put someone on his insurance.
The best part is the guy in the background laughing.
Oh, yeah, because they're just like... Oh, you think you're going to get a good answer from Ron White? No.
I mean, it was a good answer, was it not?
Very funny.
I don't know that it falls in the romantic category like I think she was looking for, but that was... But then she couldn't argue it either, where she was like, yeah, insurance is expensive. So thank you very much for putting that young lady on your insurance.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
God bless him. Do you have time for a poll or two to get Monty happy over here?
I mean, we're kind of cutting it over, but tell you what, Monty.
Just one. Just, I could be fine with
this. Let's see.
It's poll time. It's poll time.
I feel like this is appropriate for you guys. Do you wish your phone flashlight could be brighter?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Ron, you're a yes?
It's got one?
It's got one from Monty. Those were not the the options were heck yes and nope.
Oh, I'm fine with it the way it is.
Mine's fine. Nope.
I want a brighter. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I got 47% said heck yes and 52% said nope or 53%, I guess.
Okay. A very controversial topic.
Yeah. Wow. Pretty much split in half there. Are you happy now, Monty?
I'm very happy.
Do you want one more?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Oh, while you're there.
All right. Well, I'm already here. What about this one? Do you know who Karen Carpenter was?
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right. You're in the majority. 78% say yes. 21%, 22% say no.
Awesome. Awesome singer.
Yep.
Beautiful.
There you go. And that's your poll time.
She did have quite the voice.
Was,
didn't she
did was there a background on that question?
What are you trying to know?
We started the week talking rainy days and Mondays.
They always get me down.
Then we said something about Karen Carpenter, and Steve was like, what?
Who?
Who's that?
Because he didn't know her. Mm-hmm. I get it. Yeah. He's 33 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard of the Carpenters.
And Whippersnapper anyway.
And that's, her and her brother.
There you go. So that's your poll time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Bruce, for 10 points and a chance to win the $10 that's on the MVP award, what is a Taylor Swift song titled?
Okay.
Well, it was a chance to win points. You didn't lose any.
Kevin James.
I'm going to give Warren that same opportunity.
Okay, Warren.
Tim McGraw.
Wow. Warren.
Thank you. What? Thank you very much.
He's actually right. Do I need to come over there and hug you or something? What is happening?
I wish you would.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Final thoughts.
Do you believe it? It is that time.
Is that a fact?
It's over.
Hey, isn't that something?
What was the game? Is that a fact? Someone just said that.
Yeah, I did.
Warren did.
Oh, okay. I was listening. I was paying attention.
I know you were.
No, I don't think you were.
Well, semi-listening. Yeah. I knew someone said it. I didn't know it was it was Warren. Final thoughts time. Who do we start with?
Monty.
Oh, Monty. What? Okay.
I'm passing on
this. Oh.
They're passing.
No, I got a whole bunch of... This is a... Happy Halloween, everyone. That's it. I got a busy weekend. Good day.
Wow.
Okay.
Good day.
Just trying to get out of the building.
Golly.
No, I'm helping friends this weekend put in stuff, and we're going to my my niece's. Oh, you know what? I will. Final thought. My niece's new business out in Airy Heights, 1902 Coffee Company, grand opening this Saturday.
Oh, cool.
Going to that.
That's a beautiful spot, Monty. I told you that I, just stopped there the other day, not even realizing that it was... your niece's business, but great spot.
Yeah, no.
Well done.
And then happy Halloween. I got helping buddies with some projects at their home. I'm pulling a Bruce.
There you go.
Wow.
I'm pulling a Bruce this weekend.
All right, what you got, Warren?
Well, the other day, first of all, happy Halloween and good weekend, everybody. Hope you have fun. I'm going to the car show tomorrow where they're going to be having tractors in Deer Park. Pulling trailers around, hauling little kids around to get candy at the businesses. But anyway, my pickup, I put new headlights in it. So I wanted to drive it at night. I had to take the grill out. I had to take it all apart to get all this in there. So I'm going around out there where I live to, look at these new headlights. And smoke. Oh, no, what happened? Well, when I put it back together, I forgot to put the snowplow wires, tuck them in out of the way.
Warren.
Oh, you
so it wound around. It wound around the water pump and down through the vibration dampener, and it broke the belts off.
That's fun.
So I got to put new belts on it and fix the wiring.
All right.
Who's, oh, is that? There's okay.
That's it.
Yeah. No, that is bummer, but, Warren.
Yeah.
But at least so are the snowplow wires fixed.
Yes.
So when you need
fixed.
To put the snowplow on,
however,
it'll still work.
Yeah, yeah. However, okay. Yesterday I did notice the horn doesn't honk anymore. So apparently there's something wrong there.
Okay. On to lighter notes. Hi, Bruce.
Hi. Oh, my turn. My compliments to Steve. You've handled the board quite well this morning.
Oh, he really has.
I'll give you that.
And, oh, thank okay. you.
You did all right.
And, and also, when Warren got my pickup this morning, mm-hmm. we'd ride together partway.
Yep.
He didn't have his coffee cup, and he really looked depressed.
I bet he did. So what'd you do? You used one from here at the station?
Yeah, sure. Yes, I took this one off the can and went and washed it all up and put some coffee in it.
Yeah.
Dangerous move there.
But yes, okay. I know, but I washed it.
What's interesting is that there was a coffee cup here on the counter because...
Well, maybe it's a flower pot. Huh?
Oh, that could be it. It's pretty heavy.
That's been here for a while. That's a good cup.
You've drunk out of it.
Yep. That's why you washed it.
Well, there is that.
Good to know. Good
he
to know.
Scrubbed it. He didn't just wash it. He took off a layer.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, you want to go or?
Yeah, I'll go. Okay. You can be last, like Jay. You're Jay Daniels.
Oh
yeah.
Boy,
you get to do the big boy stuff at the end of the show. I will just start with Warren's words. You know, in case you missed it, Warren writes down all the words throughout the show, just random stuff that he hears mm-hmm. that he thinks would help you know help you understand what you missed today.
Yeah.
So here we go. Sleep kudos shrinking, Dan Jean costume party, cheeseburger game, sushi fat cow jelly roll, 692, clue Jesse Mike, help hat Santa bad, 5-point beef Mike.
That sounds about right.
Who was the do from?
Steve.
Oh. Yeah.
Mr. Do, 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 do.
It's more of a do, 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 do.
Okay.
Do, 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 do. That's how he does it.
Yeah. And with Bruce, it's.
Oh, we could make quite a band.
Yes, we could. Yeah. Yes.
I would just, my final thought would be that it was nice to be back in studio, see everybody, get to hang out with you guys today.
Back at you.
I am so tired.
Are you tired? How tired are you?
I'm so tired. Like, I may. This happened one time a couple weeks ago when I came to work.
Yeah.
I got in my car in the parking lot.
Fell asleep in the parking
lot. And fell asleep in the parking lot. And I kept thinking, oh no, is someone, is a coworker? And I park over by TV now. And so I just thought, oh man, it's like one of the TV girls going to come by and knock on the, be like, do you need help? Or just do a story on me, dead man in KXLY parking lot.
Oh, 911.
That would not be good. Well, hopefully you make it home to the bed, and then you can use the sheet for your bed to make your costume for tomorrow. Or for tomorrow. Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Happy Halloween. Good to have you back, Kevin. Good to have you boys in as well today.
So thanks, Steve.
Thanks for stopping by. And looking forward to going to the Halloween party with you, Kevin. So that'll be
me
fun.
Me too. I'm really kind of sold on this, me being Santa and you being my little helper.
Hmm. I just got to figure out, I'd maybe do that, but I would have to figure out where I would get such things.
Well, if it's down on your luck, Santa, you could do a down on your luck elf costume too.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know if I have any green. Well, I do have a Coyote Country green shirt.
That's all you need.
Yeah. Would that be enough?
Well, maybe. And maybe some shoes.
Mm.
And maybe a hat.
All right, work in progress.
Okay. What would a down on your luck elf do? What would
I don't know.
Have a cigarette hanging from his lip.
Yeah.
Elf on the shelf.
There you go.
Something going on. All right, well, have a good weekend, everybody, and we'll catch you on Monday. The Big 99.